Well, thank you for showing up today. I am excited. This is one of my favorite things to do. Can you hear me just fine? So one thing, so nadi, in English, a lot of Ayurveda practitioners will change it to pulse assessment. But what is pulse according to the Western medicine? So nadi is not pulse. No, it manifests in the pulse, but it is not pulse. So what happens when somebody uses the word pulse assessment? You are going against the Western doctors and saying, we are also doing pulse assessment. No, we are not. This is not your pulse assessment. This is your nadi energy assessment that is being manifested in the pulse also. So yes, in the sense we will also listen to heartbeat, but we are not listening for the clinical part. We are listening for the energetic expression of nadis in that area. So, even I myself use the word pulse because it has become very mainstream, but I was just going to do this podcast. Let's find another word. I would rather just use the word nadi because nadi is not pulse. It includes your, it's kind of energy medicine. It's vibrational, it's vibrations of our energetic body that are manifested in the when we check the nadi. And we always think that nadi is checked here. No, nadi can be checked here. Nadi can be checked. If you're doing a self nadi, you can just do this and meditate on your nadi and you can check your nadi. It is not this amazing thing, but you have to be a very serious meditation practitioners. And so we're going to get into the theory of nadi today, and then we're going to do the lab. So I'm going to take 1 minute and pull my presentation. Okay, today you are getting introduced to the Narayana system of Nadi Pariksha. And you're in Narayana Ayurveda. So the way when we learn in Guru Parampara, we learn from our teacher who has learned from another teacher who has learned from another teacher. So you are learning, it's a little similar to the yogic system and energetic system. And from, I've taught Nadi to so many, at least 1,000, if not thousands of students. And mostly, and I'm talking about Nadi, not doing Nadi on other people, but self Nadi Pariksha for yourself. And this is so much easier to approach than the clinical one, because that the other one that you see advanced Ayurveda practitioners do can take years and years and years of practice. This also takes a lot of practice, but it's easy to do this on yourself. So the word is Nadi Pariksha. Again, I do not want to use the pulse because it kind of denotes a clinical assessment. This is not. This is energetic assessment. And this is our system. So this is a Narayana system. So if you ever go and teach this to someone else, please say, I'm using the Narayana system of Nadi Pariksha. Okay. And yes, it was started, it has been started by me. And I got the Nadi in my dreams by Guru, and also in person, a little bit in person, and a lot in my dreams. In my meditation, it was revealed to me. And then I would practice it. And yes, people would be flabbergasted and just shocked. How are you telling us these things? But this was coming through my guru, which was coming through his guru. So it was coming in a line. And we are in the line of Sri Dhanvantari. So we are, I am in the line of, so because this is Guru Parampara, we start with our teacher, whose teacher. So my teacher, this is my teacher. And his name is Srila Narayan Maharaj. So you know why Narayan Ayurveda is called Narayan, because it's named after my teacher and also named after Lord Narayana. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjan Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namom Vishnu Padaya Radhikayai Priyatmane Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayaniti Namane. So what is Nadi Pariksha? Nadi Pariksha is the examination of our energetic selves. Are we just this physical body? Physical body is literally just the outer layer of our self, So energetic selves means we have more than one self. We have a network of energy threads, just like there's a network of neurons and nerves that is sending all this energy. Who is doing this energy transfer and new neurons are being formed like out of thin air? How is this happening? What is doing? Have you ever wondered? There are so many things in the Western medicine they cannot answer. Lori, can they answer this? How is miraculous healing taking place when it's not possible, right? So there is a network of energy field and these bodies, and you've learned the five koshas, and you know what the chakras are, the seven chakras. And today we will put it all together with our three bodies. In both the yogic, this class is both AC 106, AC, which is your mind, and then AC 107, your internship, because we're going to do a lab. And it is also yoga, AC 104. So all of three, this kind of covers all three. So we're going to put it all together, the chakras, the three bodies, the channels, the koshas, right? Now, does it mean that nadi is only energetic? It is not physical. Yes, the energetic vibrations are getting manifested in the physical body at certain points and certain marmas. So when we touch the marma and we touch certain points in our body, we can feel the vibration. Think of it this way. Can you see electricity? Can anybody? Well, kind of. If you have a Tesla coil or something, you can. But generally, you have some, something running. Your computer is running right now. Your mobile phone is running right now. But can you see that with your eyes? But can you feel the vibration? So if your computer is running, or your mobile phone is running, or some your refrigerator is running, you cannot see this electricity, but you can feel the vibration of the electricity running in your device, right? Similarly, the nadis and chakras and energetic body, there's all this work going on behind the scenes in our body. It is manifesting in the physical part of our body, but it is not starting there. Does it make sense? It's not starting there. Physical body's function is to do physical function. The function of the physical body is, food is going to come, we're going to digest the food, we're going to take nutrition, we're going to nourish the body. Who is, from the moment, of when there's an embryo, what is one of the first organs to develop? Do you know? How do they know a person is pregnant? They do an ultrasound, and in the ultrasound, the heartbeat comes first. What is driving this heartbeat? What is, there is no organ, there is no blood, there is nothing. What is making the heartbeat? The presence of prana, the presence of the Lord, the divine, the presence of Atma, and it is, what is making it beat is the nadi. The energetic body is present. Energetic body develops before the physical body. Does it make sense? So the energetic heart is already present. Energetic, the chakras are already present. And then they are the ones that they're manifesting. Does it make sense? So if you think of trees and how trees and plants, how do they make food? How do they make food? They use the process of photosynthesis. Is that right? So if you have a little, how does a plant or a tree grow really big? So if you like gardening and you put a little plant in a pot, right? You would say, oh, it uses the nutrition in the soil, but that would be correct. But then if it was to use all the nutrition in the soil, then there'll be no soil left, right? So if you were to do this experiment, you would, you put a plant in a little bit of a, in a pot in a soil, it grows big and big, and it does use up the soil, but it grows a lot bigger. It can turn into a, 50-foot tree, and the roots are deeper, but it hasn't used up as much soil. What is making its physical body develop? It is literally taking carbon out of the air. It is literally taking the elements out of the air and using the sunlight and turning it into something physical, meaning the energy is being turned into physical. Physical does not turn into energy. We are all made up of energy, right? We are energy. So it is our energetic body when we are a baby. We are in mother's womb. So how does conception takes place? Am I losing you? Is this boring? Because this is a little bit of an esoteric topic. Because I'm in my whole state here. I've been practicing and meditating on this for hours. Okay, so just let me if it does get boring, okay? Okay. So in the West, it's believed that, a man and a woman, they copulate, and then the sperm enters and it finds an egg. And yeah, that's all the clinical thing. And then they combine and, there's a pregnancy. But the soul comes, later when there's an actual embryo, there's an actual fetus, then the soul manifests. But did you know the soul, the Atma, is present in the sperm? So this is how it works. The Atma or the sperm, the Atma is given by someone called Bhutanath, especially if they're having sex at night. So if you're having sex at nighttime, which usually a lot of people are, then there's a person who's responsible and is the presiding deity of all the ghosts, all the Atmas. His name is Bhutanath or Shiva. And a form of him called Bhutanath travels through the night and he decides who's going to go to whose house. So if you want a spiritual child, angelic child from higher, then you must have sex during the daytime, not at nighttime. That is another story. So when people are trying to conceive and they want a higher child, so when you have, when you know, so it doesn't mean it's a bad child at night. It's a materialistic, it might be somebody from the lower planets also. Like, so it depends on Bhutanath, Shiva. So he decides. So the desire to copulate, the desire to have sex between two partners will happen when Bhutanath, a person, an Atma has to be born, right? He will take this energy, because Atma is just an energy, a bhut or ghost, and he will deposit it in the sperm of a man, one sperm, right? Now this man has a de desire to copulate, and the woman will also have. They copulate or whatever. Now, this only the how is it that among millions and millions of sperm, only one can is able to swim and reach the egg? What is making it swim? The presence of that energy, energetic body. And this body, the first body that is given, is called the causal body. In English, sometimes they use the word karma body, causal body, but this is the presence of Atma, that energy Atma that Bhutanath has given in the sperm that is making it swim. Millions among millions, one of that sperm is finding the egg. Now they are combining, an egg is giving the nourishment, and between now there is an embryo, and it of course starts dividing. And because Atma is present, the causal body is already present, an energetic body is already present in the embryo. So the first, and that energetic body expands first. So clinically, two cells will become four cells, six cells, and exponentially they keep on dividing. And these are, what are the cells called in a baby? They're considered. So the cells in a fetus are these amazing miracle cells that can become any organ, right? The energetic body is being produced first. Energetic body was there even in the sperm, the Atma was there. And it expanded first. It turned first, the ego, and then expansion of causal body to the subtle body. Or koshas happen second. And it is because the subtle body is manifesting, the koshas are manifesting, that the division of the cells is taking place. If the energetic vibration and body is not there, it is not going to happen. That's why the heart is that pumping of the heartbeat, who's making it pump? The nadis are making it pump. The wheel, the nadis, the chakras, the wheel of the prana is making it pump. Prana is being circulated by think of it as a fan. And the fan is called a chakra. Chakra is the fan that circulates the vibrational energies, right? And now the division, the little, the sperm and the egg have met, and now they are dividing. So the Atma causal body is the first body, then the subtle body develops, and then the physical body develops. And this is a different way. So let's start from here. So this is the first body to develop. And these are the layers. And this is the outer layer that we can see. Our physical gross body, we eat, everything we eat turns into stool or urine or reproductive fluids or different fluids. It's coming out of our body. But we are just, that is just the physical covering. We are an energetic being and we have a network of stuff that is happening at a subtle level. And Nadi Pariksha is the study of these levels. Are we all good on what Nadi Pariksha is? Sometimes in the scriptural book, we use the word gross body or sthula sharira. Sthula means, a Sanskrit word, sthula sharira, gross body. And this is basically our annamayi kosha. What does annamayi? Yes, food body. Thank you, Sangeeta. Why is a gross body or physical body or sthula sharira called food body? Because it's their superficial body. Exactly. We are what we eat. It is literally the body made up of what we are eating. So did you know that people who eat a lot of corn, when you take different cells of their body and look under the microscope and you examine them, then you see a lot of components of corn in there. People who eat a lot of meat, whatever meat they're eating, they're, this is scientific. When you take a part of their body and examine it, their organs, everything are showing the same thing what they're eating. We literally become what we eat. We are what we eat. So the first gross layer is the Annamayi Kosha because it's literally made of food. Its job is eat the food, nourish us, and become that food. And that is a gross body. Good job. Now the subtle body I've talked about, and this is where our nadis are working at. When we do the nadi pariksha, nadi assessment, we are assessing the subtle body. Gross body doesn't come into it. However, this subtle body is affecting and manifesting things in our gross body, which we use our three fingers. Like, have you seen a person play the violin? So they put their fingers on different strings. Yes, and they vibrate the different strings and touch the sitar. It can be any string instrument. And they vibrate the string on certain points, and the entire body of the violin vibrates and gives different sounds. Literally, that's what Nadi Pariksha is. We are putting our fingers on different parts of our body, different points, and the vibration of that energetic body is felt on our three fingers. It takes a little bit of a practice. So you are literally feeling the vibration of the instrument on that part. Lori, exactly. You played the violin, right? You are feeling the nadi in the same point where you touch the string. Which strings are we touching in Nadi Pariksha? We are touching the string of, we are touching basically our radial artery, but it is not the energy of our, it is not the flow in the flow of blood in the radial artery that we are reading. We are reading the energetic vibration in that.